I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So these GLP-1s, this injectable drug that is, it's exploded. It's insane how popular it is. And for so many people that I know personally, it's been a miracle, quite frankly, in terms of their diabetes and obesity issues. Something weird, and I mean weird, happened in my perspective, because I've been around a while and I've seen a lot of people and I meet a lot of people. I've seen a couple of people that I know personally, I would never name them, that look frail. Frail. They lost so much weight. One of my close friends, who I will not name, I shook his hand and it was felt like bones. And then two celebrities I saw that had taken all this Ozempic and lost a substantial amount of Oprah, which Patrick has streaming right now. She seems frail, having a hard time walking. And then this big time music producer, is it American Idol?
Yeah, Randy Jackson, one of those founders of American Idol.
Scared the crap out of me when I saw him the other night. Ozempic. Did you see him? You see how much weight he lost, brother?
I was just asking Patrick if that was real. I thought it was AI.
No. So did I. And then I checked it out, and so did he. It's real.
Yeah, I found multiple videos. It's real.
That's real.
And it's so bad with some people, and I hate to even say this. I've had, about my close friend, I've had people call me and say, does he have cancer? I am not disrespecting the efficacy of the drug or the impact. But I'm seeing these cases, and then I sent this amazing article from the Wall Street Journal to smartest doctor I know, Dr. Don Yealy, a UPMC, and he has been following this from the get-go, and he joins us this afternoon. Hey, Doc, you're seeing the data. You're seeing the blowback and the feedback and the upside and the downside. I've seen this in my career with groundbreaking trends in weight loss. There always is a compilation of things, isn't there? Good and bad, sir.
Thanks for having me on today, Marty. And I think you're right. With almost any new advance, whether it's weight loss or other therapies, there's an initial enthusiasm and excitement, usually because it's addressing something that we haven't addressed all that well up until that point. But then there's also a recognition of what the cost of that might be. For this particular group of drugs, too much weight loss is a different kind of problem, and it has real consequences, particularly if you're more mature.
By the way, this is actually brilliant, his assessment. And I tell you, I had this talk with my wife last night and Patrick yesterday. So the data shows that GLP-1s work, yeah, but you lose tremendous weight and muscle, do you not, Doc?
Absolutely. What the GLP-1s do is you generally feel fuller sooner for a variety of reasons. You also may have a change in how you handle some of the foods that you eat.
Oh.
In the beginning, getting off excess weight is all positive. But eventually, if you're not taking in enough of the nutrients, particularly proteins, to keep your muscle mass up, you will pay a price for it. As you get older, Marty, one of the things we watch for as a physician is loss of muscle tone. That's very predictive of frailty and other bad outcomes. So if you couple that up with an agent that will make you lose protein or not take as much in, really it's a double whammy. So we began telling people early on, after you've lost those first few pounds, before you get to your target, pay attention to what you're eating and what you're doing. Losing muscle is a bad thing, particularly if you're over 60.
Hey, Doc. And I know expert, but it gets weird, man. This body dysmorphia thing. So the close friend of mine, he lost a bunch of weight, but still feels fat. It's that whole, I look in the mirror and I'm still fat thing. And that's also an issue with this. So they keep taking the stuff, even though it's not helping them at this point.
Exactly. And, you know, that can happen with a lot of different things that we do to help us be more comfortable in our body. And it's how much of a change do you want? I think it's why it's key to have a thoughtful conversation before you start one of these agents. And realistic goals. It's not about going back to your weight when you were in high school. You're not in high school anymore. You have a different type of existence. It's about getting to a healthier version of you. And that's not likely to be what you were at 16.
Dr. Don Yealy, UPMC Chief Medical Officer. Hey, man, now I'm hearing this. Man, I want to lose 5 pounds with that. So it becomes this idiotic mistake, cosmetic, to drop 5 pounds, sir. Do you recommend that?
We don't generally recommend these agents for smaller weight loss problems like that, or desires, maybe is a better way to word it.
Yeah.
Because of the expense, because of some of the side effects, when it's purely a small amount like that, the risk stays the same, but the benefit is actually much, much smaller. We want to focus on the people in whom losing the weight has a real impact on their overall health. A few pounds isn't really going to be that type of person for us.
Hey, Doc, so now I just sent this to Patrick because I saw this on the Today Show this morning. What is Ozempic personality? Patients sharing troubling GLP-1 impact on mental health. How it gets you feeling less joyful. It's not in their heads. You feel less joyful and less emotion. What are we doing here, man? This is what happens with these so-called miracle drugs, doesn't it, Doc? Always comes the blowback, sir.
Well, as we use them in more and more people, we get the opportunity to see what are the effects aside from what we first knew about. We know that Ozempic and other agents in this class, this GLP-1 class, not only can help you lose weight, but you often lose the desire to drink as much alcohol, to have other types of negative behaviors. It's not a surprise that it could affect different parts of your behavior or your essentially your mood. And we don't appreciate that until the wider use happens. What we need to do now is surveil and educate people about what the risks are and what to do, more importantly, when you get there.
And I also don't want to disrespect the magnificent impact it's had on folks that are morbidly obese, sir. Right? Right?
Absolutely. There are people who their health trajectory is dramatically better because of these agents. They don't need the same medications that they did before. They have better control of their diabetes. Their risk of having a heart attack or having a stroke is impacted. The risk of having heart failure or other complications, much, much better. The net benefit is still positive. But that doesn't mean that we can't still be aware of these other risks. And again, if you're over 60, you do not want to lose muscle mass.
Wow.
It's very hard to get it back.
It is,
so
man.
So stay active and make sure that you're getting enough protein to build that. Muscle comes primarily, not exclusively, from protein and the activity that you do. Stay on top of that.
Hey, Doc, you hearing anything yet about the reaction from the pill versus the shot? Is the pill as effective? Are you hearing anything with this pill out now?
In general, the injected versions are better studied and a little bit more effective for the weight loss side. The problem is when you take it by tablet, a lot of it is deactivated before it gets to your bloodstream. So you have to take it much more often, usually daily or weekly, and you usually have to take some multiple of dose. If you look at the effective dose, the oral one is almost always much, much higher because you have to account for a lot of it won't make it there. I do believe eventually, Marty, most of this will be in newer agents that are better absorbed, because tablet taking is just a whole lot more accessible to most people than injecting yourself. The injections aren't really all that difficult. You and I both know some folks just won't ever adapt to that.
I tell you what, my man, you heard me say at the top, and I have a couple of friends that I saw them, and it's unsettling. They're so frail. And I mean it, Doc, like unsettling frail. What happens there? They get caught up in it, man?
Get caught up in it, maybe don't have either realistic goals or don't have to cut it off.
Yes.
It's why in the beginning you have to have the conversation. One of the first people who asked me about this, I said, you know, tell me which weight you want to get to. I wasn't prescribing, but just giving advice. And my first piece of advice was, and this was a gentleman roughly my age, when you get halfway there, pay attention to what you're eating, particularly the proteins, and stay up on the activity. Don't let the muscle loss come. You're not going to lose that in the first few days or weeks. But if you're not careful, particularly when you're more mature, it's a bad trade-off.
My man, Dr. Don Yearly, okay. It's really relevant, my man. This stuff has exploded. I fear it becomes part of the crap they try and pitch you in these tanning salons with these untrained people doing Botox injections. I worry about that, Doc, and I think it's dangerous as hell when used improperly, don't you?
I do. Think of it, Marty. Before we had these, many people would have had a surgical procedure
for
very, very big weight problems. After that operation, they get lots of counseling about nutrition because it's so important. We're doing now substituting a medical therapy, which is very effective, but some people either aren't getting or aren't hearing the nutritional side of it. Don't forget about that part. It's really important.
My man. Love it, brother. It's important stuff. Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care.
Some valid information.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This isn't just women. I know a couple men on this stuff and they look bad. I know a couple men on it that save their lives. One of my boys, really good car salesman, really good, put on a substantial amount of weight and mentioned this to me, that he was having liver problems. You know, once you put on all this weight, all this crap happens to you. Diabetes issues, heart-related issues, joint issues, honestly, legs, knees, you name it, your back. High blood pressure, you name it. And so they put him on the Ozempic, and this car guy that I love, and we've had him on the air several times, he's lost like 60 pounds, and his liver enzymes are okay. His cholesterol drops significantly. I don't know anything about this stuff. I am certainly not a doctor, and I'm certainly not an expert on much other than BS. But I do know this. For some people, and Patrick and his wife have both used this, and it's life-saving stuff. And don't ask me. Ask Patrick. It's had a dramatic impact on your numbers in terms of your blood numbers.
Yeah, my blood sugar has been under control now for about 3 years.
Help me
like
with
really under control.
Because I'm an idiot on this stuff. How does it feel? What does it do to you? Like, so, because I was at an event last night and a woman, there's all this food, and she said, I got to go home and get the shot because if I don't have the shot, I'll eat all this stuff. Is that really true?
That is true, yeah. For a lot of people, it kills that craving that some people have.
So what do you mean?
So
you know, just won't eat?
Well, so, you know, you get to a certain point in the day and you start getting the stomach grumbles and you get that feeling like you need to eat something. It quiets that.
So you don't eat at all.
So you don't want to eat.
Without using a name, what did our friend that we both know and love
mm-hmm.
tell us he eats?
What was it, a turkey dog
once
and a chicken wing?
Once a day. Him and his wife.
Yeah.
He looked gross.
That's a prime example of not getting enough nutrients in.
But you don't want to eat anymore. So that's what I was going to ask you. So he doesn't want any food.
No.
Wow.
No, you really don't want to eat.
Wow.
And that's one thing that I had to kind of train myself with was, okay, I need to get this amount of food in this amount of times a day to make sure I'm keeping the nutrients up.
So it shuts that off. Boom.
For a lot of people, it does.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, some people don't have issues with those triggers.
That's cool.
But they still need, it still helps with their blood sugar. But this is why they're saying, and they've started testing it with people who have alcoholism issues or other obsessions, and it's helping quiet those cravings. It's fascinating.
It's amazing. It's it. I don't want to make it bad because it for many people, Patrick, this is saving their lives.
Oh, no question. It's been a lifesaver for a lot of people.
A miracle.
Yeah, no question. Things that they couldn't get without surgery.
You know where I'm going, though, with, because I'm starting to hear from young people, I just think I want to lose 5 pounds.
Oh, I've heard this from a lot of
people. Haven't you?
Well, now you can get it so many places. You can call up a mail order place. Even the Weight Watchers folks are doing it now. So all these different groups, the access is there across the board, and it's not, $1,200 a month for everybody anymore.
What's he want? It's insane how important this stuff has become and how much it matters to people. And it's made a tremendous difference in the lives of a lot of people. A lot of people. We got 1 minute here, man. What's he need? We have a ton of guests today. And Thomas, my man, thanks for calling in, brother. How are you today?
I'm fine, Morty. How are you feeling today?
I love this senior wellness fair. Tell us about it. It's important stuff.
So we're having a senior health and wellness fair. First, I want to like to thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
I want to talk about our senior health and wellness fair hosted by the UPMC health plan. It will be happening tomorrow, Wednesday, May 20th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Oh.
At our UPMC neighborhood center located in the village of the East Side. 6401 Penn Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15206.
What's it about, brother? How does this benefit folks?
Oh, so as you know, or may not know, but May recognizes Older Americans Month. And in saying that, we're having our first senior health and wellness fair. And the senior fair is really designed to help and assist senior population, caregivers, and
nice.
Family members
nice.
Through resources and services. So we have a lot of free services and, resources available in some things, including our on-site dental,
nice.
Through our McGee Education Department. We have CPR demonstrations. We also have senior fit class, through
nice.
Our drum fit workout class. So we'll be outside being a whole lot lumber than I am.
Wow.
But, seniors are definitely working out during that time.
Nice.
We have health screenings as well, looking at your blood pressure, cholesterol, bone density,
wow.
BMI, as well as glucose as well. And then you can also meet our team, our community health behavior team. They'll be there as well. We also have free food box giveaways while supplies last.
Where is it again, buddy? What time?
It is at the UPMC Neighborhood Center. Located at 6401 Penn Avenue, 11 to 3. And we also have, I want to say one of our important partners that are actually be there is the Fraud Squad. As you know, a lot of seniors are being hit with scams.
Yep.
So the Senior Fraud Squad will be here to help seniors safeguard themselves against scams as well, not just regionally, but nationally as well.
All right.
And then we also have our former favorite quarterback, Charlie Batch.
Love him.
Very beloved.
All right, my man. I got to go. I love it. We'll have people head out there tomorrow. Okay. Thank you so much, Thomas.
Okay, thank you.
I love the event. I love it. Go, go, go.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
I'm sitting here talking to Sam the Man. Sam and I go way back. Sam, introduce yourself to people, please.
Hey, what's up, Marty? This is Sam.
Sam, you have a cool voice. Have you ever heard this, like a broadcast voice?
I've heard it a couple times.
Right?
Yeah. From you, I think.
Yeah. Doesn't he, though, Patrick? He has that, like, hello, what's up, baby?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye.
Bringing
yeah.
the bass, baby.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take it.
Anyway, your company is?
Cousins Roofing, Siding, and Decks.
And the reason why I begged him to come in here today is, it's kind of weird. I don't even know if that's the right word. What's happening in America? Because a lot of folks need a lot of work. And then they go out and check. And it's insanely high.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
What'd you say about roofing? How often does it go up?
About four to five times a year.
And how much each time?
5-10%.
No!
Yeah.
Wow.
Just manufacturing increases. It's probably just material. Material goes up. Labor stays pretty consistent, but material just goes up and up and up and up.
So, a roof that I had bid last year, let's say, roughly, let's say $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
What would that roof be for you to do today?
If you got a quote for $20,000, everything stayed consistent, you'd probably be looking at least $22,000 to $24,000.
No.
Yeah.
In 1 year.
In 1 year. Yep.
And Sam, I wanted you to tell, it won't go back.
No, it's never goes back.
Right?
It never goes down.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It, yeah. Oh.
And there is no, here's my thing, and I mean this. I can go to a car dealer and I know the car. I'm going to get a good car because they're cars and you can get a deal on a car if you work it.
Yep.
But with home remodeling and man, if you're trying to get a deal, man, you better make sure the guys that are giving you the deal know what the hell they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Like you said, it's not like a car where you're getting a guaranteed product that's been tested 100 million times. Like you're trusting the promise of a contractor. To come and execute what they're doing. And really, I know we've had this discussion before, really the only way you can do that is vet them online, vet their reviews, get references, like just spend the extra couple hours doing due diligence. That's all you can really do, because what I find is a lot of people that do get taken in, they don't do that. And they buy on price.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're surprised when they find out after the fact that the guy had 3 felonies and
so
had 10 failed businesses.
It's so
and
true.
Like, then they're like, oh, if only we knew. And it's like, you could have just done that up front.
My man, I know this brilliant guy has an insane big time job for Pitt.
Yep.
Patrick knows him too. We use him all the time on the air.
Yep.
He had some guy start a project for him on a condo he's paid like $600,000 for.
Mm.
The guy's gone. No, I mean gone, like ghost gone, like PIs can't find him, gone.
Oh my!
And he's $300,000 into this thing, and his condo looks like somebody blew up a bomb. And I mean the guy's gone.
Yeah.
Like no ID anywhere. Private eyes can't find him.
Wow.
And my point is that somehow we lose our minds on price. We think we're getting some. It's weird. We think. I'm getting it. There is no deal in your business. There is no deal.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. It's just either pay someone to do it right or don't do it at all. Like you're going to end up paying double, triple what you should have paid if you go with someone. Like your friend right there. He's $300,000 in the hole now on this project, and he's probably going to have to pay a lot more to get it fixed.
My man, down the street, he is worth probably $200 million. Patrick and I are close friends with him. His home is sick. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
He had the first phase of it done by this really well-known contractor. Did an amazing job. Well, he retires. Yep. His son comes in. He did no background, no due diligence on the son.
Yep.
He gave the son $500,000, and the son left town with $500,000. Ghost. And my man, this crap about sue them? Come on, man.
No, there's no way.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Get in line, bro.
I actually know a client that did sue and won.
Yeah.
They never got any
right
money.
On.
That's it. The money's gone. There's no way to enforce
they
it.
Have nine
like,
names.
You can win 10 different judgments and you're never going to see a dime.
They started 4 new companies. So I want to say something about you guys. They do insane work. His integrity is crazy. And so what happens is you lock in a price for people.
Yeah.
From like, you're backed up 4 months.
Yep.
So I'm doing idiot math because I'm an idiot. So you locked in deals 4 months ago,
yep.
And now the product has gone up 30%.
Yeah, on decks, yeah, especially.
You're eating that.
Yeah, we're eating it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's now, nothing you can do.
I mentioned to you earlier, we're definitely negotiating and trying to work out things with our suppliers and manufacturers, but at the end of the day, we made a promise to our clients, and wow. We're going to stick by it. So, you know, we're going to eat it in the short run, but the thing is long term, that's going to pay off a lot better.
Oh, hell yeah. Your integrity.
Yeah.
So a deck that 10 years ago was 14,000, 10 years ago, what would it cost today? 30?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Easily.
What?
Easily.
Really?
Oh my gosh. I mean, you wouldn't believe how common the surprise is when people do hear what decks are priced at now and cost. It's just a reality of construction. It's a reality of building materials. You know, it is substantially more. I mean, I know I've gone out to clients that were doing a deck for them that cost 50 grand. They're like, I had this same deck built 20 years ago for less than 10.
Well, that's true though.
Yeah, it is. Like, they did have it built for less than 10, but it's now it's, that's not even, that might get you a landing in steps, you know, 10 grand.
Like, you know what's so true about what you're saying is this is accurate.
Yeah.
So a lot of folks, I get these texts because people listen.
Yep.
And they'll say, I just won't do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's no real middle ground. The product is the product and the cost is the cost.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. It just becomes, is it worth it to you? And, you know, obviously, because we're in business, there's a lot of people it's still worth it.
Oh, of course it is.
You know, like, people want to have that space. They want
to
make their house look good.
Yeah.
It stinks, man. Like, I wish we could do this work for less, you know? But it's just the reality of what things cost now.
Well, hold on. Is it your family or friends that they're having... This is actually, I hear this all the time. They want a new kitchen.
Yeah, that was my parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I got bids on a new kitchen for our house right now, I'm not exaggerating, 150 grand.
Yeah, easily.
Right?
Yeah, easily.
Right?
Yep.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I told you they decided just to not do the project because they're like, we're going to go on vacation is basically what they said.
Can you hang?
Yeah.
These are the questions that people are asking now because they're trying to kind of find a happy ground with this stuff, all right?
Yep.
We'll be right back. We're sitting here talking about doing work in a house, and I'm not trying to dissuade you from doing it. In fact, to the contrary. And Sam is my guru and my expert, but I just wanted to wrap my arms around, and your arms around the fact, folks, that guys like Sam are making a living, but they're not getting rich off this. But what guys like Sam have to manage is, have you ever seen this kind of explosion, my man, in costs?
No.
Never.
No.
I mean, neither
the last 5 years have been on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's always something different. Lumber, right?
Yep.
Roofing, yep. Right?
Well, we just got lumber, roofing, decking material, and siding. Our main three products, we just got price increases for all of it. Aluminum went up 20%. So gutters, soffit, fascia, all that is through the roof.
Sam, do you immediately pass it on or try to eat it? And work, what do you do to try try and stay in business and make a profit?
Yeah, so essentially what we have to do, like, obviously any contract that we've made that contract. So we stand by the price that we gave our customer.
So hold on. So if I sign a deal with you today and you do it in 4 months because you're backed up, you have to stick to that price.
We're sticking to that price.
I love that, man.
Yeah. And we hold our quotes for 30 days, basically, is how we do it. So if we see someone yesterday, we get a price increase the next day, we're still going to honor the price we gave them.
Does that sting?
Little bit.
My man. You
definitely
have to, right?
Definitely hurts because you sold the job, you say, okay, we're gonna make this much, and then it's like, oh no, material went up 10%, you're gonna make this much. So it stinks. But
do the customers argue with you? Do they get irritated by the prices?
Yeah, I think there's sometimes people are like, oh, that's way more than I thought it would be. And that's just part of, you know, that's just part of what we do in the process. But, you know, most of the time, our guys do a great job at explaining.
Hell of a job.
Yeah, they do it. Yeah, I mean.
Here's my thing, my man. And I want people to run from this. Some old guy with his nephew in a truck and a rusted sign and a toolbox.
Yeah.
And we'll do it for $2,000 and you're 22. Run from that police, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, absolutely.
And by the way, Sam was not exaggerating. I have found these scurrilous cockroach builders with felonies, man. Yeah. Changed their names 4 times.
Yeah.
Changed the business 6 times.
I got a funny one for you.
Tell me a funny one, Sam.
We had a client we went out to in Beaver, and she said she had a list of 10 contractors. And
10.
She only had 3 come out. We were one of the 3 because she said we were the only ones that she couldn't find on some type of registry or pass like criminal offense
list. No.
Yeah. So 7 out of 10 that she found were on that list. So she we ended up getting the job, which is cool. But
because you're not like, felons.
Because we're not felons. Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, oh man, if that's the standard, that's
That isn't the standard.
Yeah.
But at least she did her homework.
She did her homework, yeah. She did.
Give before you go, tell people the 3 or 4 things they should do before they sign anything.
Yeah, so absolutely anytime you're dealing with a contractor. Google reviews.
Nice.
Vet their website.
Nice.
Get references from them.
How many?
Vet them. Get at least 3.
And talk to them, right?
Yes. Customers, like past customers they've worked for.
And if they won't give them, tell them to go to hell.
Yeah. Like there's no, they should have a huge body of work. And then, so then that ties in the next one is just get photos of their past jobs.
Nice.
Like we show people hundreds of photos. Like when they,
oh, nice.
Yeah. We have hundreds of jobs to show them. Like, yeah, don't let someone, oh yeah, I've never built decks before. I've done kitchens, but I'll do your deck. Don't.
Hey Sam.
Don't hire that guy, please.
And how about these people that give someone $10,000? How much should I give someone?
Like 20% at most.
Max.
Yeah, we take 10% down on.
Okay.
If someone's not financing the job, if they're financing, we only take $500.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So, but if it's a cash or a check deal, like we take 10% down. I would tell people like. At the absolute most, a third. Don't ever go over a third. I would really recommend no more than 20. I mean, if a contractor can't get your job started off of 20%, that's a big red flag. Yeah, that means there's no more money in the bank for them. And if your job goes wrong, they're leaving.
They're done. I've seen it, brother.
Yeah.
Sam the man. Thanks, brother.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
Collins next.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.